You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Startups to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Zuck. And today I am so excited to share who and what is next to know about. So my motivation of the day is I came across in the Today Show that there are these new clothing items slash towels called Towelkinis. And they basically meld two essentials into the perfect item for the beach. So no need to carry your towel or put on a bathing suit. This is now two things in one. So if you're looking to try out something very unique and different, I would definitely look into a Towelkini. It sounds very interesting. So outside of that, another motivation thing I want to share today of what is next to know about is with my marketing mastermind and people I've just been doing a lot of consulting with recently, a lot of people have a lot of questions on the importance of engagement and social media. And my best advice, without going too in-depth, is if you're not spending at least a half an hour a day per platform, ideally, when I say per platform, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, purely engaging in other people's content and writing genuine comments, not saying the same content to everyone, you're really going to start seeing results drive back to your own content. So I think you'd be really impressed if you decided to just randomly try that out one day, and it doesn't just happen in a day. So you have to know that if you're going to do this, you got to give it a little bit of time, like about a week. And if you're doing it consistently for a week, that's when you're going to see the best results. So, I just wanted to talk about that briefly because I've been getting that question a lot lately from everybody I've been working with. And they're always asking like, well, how long should I be spending? What platform should I be doing it on? And you know what? If you need to start with one platform and spending a half an hour a day engaging, then do it that way. But when I say engaging, it's not just on one picture in your scroll. It's like you actually have to deep dive into each profile and actually spend a little time liking each person's, you know, few photos and leave a comment. And you're going to be really, really happy with the results if you start doing that more regularly. So that is my motivational tip of the day. And now let's get to the fun stuff of who are my amazing guests today. So excited to have the amazing two ladies behind Scissors and Scrubs podcast, Nicole Nichols and Laura Dennison, Boston nurses and co-hosts of this amazing show. I have had the honor to know them before they took this off, and to see them really blossom and do amazing things with this show is so amazing. I also want to talk about another awesome motivating thing that totally has to do with our show today. So these two ladies, Nicole and Laura, that are on our show, that have started their own podcast, totally taken off. I actually worked with them personally, and it has just been so rewarding that when you have the drive and passion to do something, the amazing outcome that you get from it. And when I met them for Scissors and Scrubs podcast before, it was just an idea, and we were brainstorming with consulting about like how to set it up and how should the show run and how to do all the topics and everything. It like, as soon as the session was done, it was like they just were at it and they've executed it above and beyond, you know, any expectations. And I'm just wanted to really share that when you have the drive and motivation about something you're so passionate about, it's totally a calling that you need to do. So that is another motivation thing I wanted to share today, because what Nicole and Laura have done with their show, and they're so comical and personable and just real people, and people want to hear that. You know, they need the comedy in everyday life. So wanted to share that was such a motivation for me personally as the teacher to just really see them blossom and really take off and very fast. I mean, we literally met in March and now they've just totally rock. They're rocking everywhere. They have their own clothing and swag and just really cool stuff. So I'm so excited for all of you to learn about these two amazing nurses that are just crushing the nurse podcasting scene. So who are these two ladies? Well, Scissors and Scrubs, so it's the two of them behind the show, is a lively podcast telling stories everyone wants to hear about the shit nurses see, told by two witty Boston nurses, only as they can tell it. So really fun stuff, exciting. Definitely recommend you check out their podcast. They eventually want to do a tour and do so many great things, and they are very comical. So today's show should be really fun. I'm so excited for both of them to come on. So stay tuned for Nicole and Laura. All right, everybody, I officially have the amazing co-hosts of Scissors and Scrubs on the line, Nicole Nichols and Laura Dennison. Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hey, what's up?
So excited. As before I even had you guys on the air, I was talking all about, like, we're reversing roles and having you two on as guests today rather than just hosting your own show. So it's so exciting.
Yeah, it's a little different speed for us.
Yeah, it's good, though. You guys deserve to be spotlighted too, outside of just having your own show hosting, you know? So really cool stuff. So let's first start with, you know, a little bit about your background. So I like asking each of you about each other because I feel like you guys have a really close relationship. So I think that would be fun. So who is Nicole and Laura? Laura, how would you describe Nicole?
Oh boy. describe Nicole as a strong personality.
That's an understatement.
She's funny. She always has a story, like always has a story for everything.
It's good, though.
And she keeps you entertained.
I love it. That's what makes a good show, isn't it?
Oh, I'm the comic relief at the hospital is what I like to think.
I love it. You need a little bit of that all the time. Okay, and Nicole, how would you describe Laura?
Oh, Laura's the go-to girl, without a doubt. She's the person at work that you're always like, all right, how do I do this? How do I get that? And she'll come over and she'll help you. But she's also the person that when something hysterical happens, I can look at her and not a word is spoken. And I know she and I are thinking the exact same thing. And, you know, I know later we're going to die laughing about it. I don't have to say a word. And I'm like, she got it. She's got it.
You guys have that, like, healthy balance. That's amazing.
Yeah, she's my straight girl.
I love it. That's awesome. So, Laura, tell us how you and Nicole came together. Like, were you guys working together? Tell us a little bit about the backstory.
Yeah, we've worked together for, I don't even know how, the past 13 years or so. And our kids are the same age, so we always hung out. And then Nicole started talking about, we have to do a podcast. We have so many stories, and I just kept, Oh, yeah, sure. And she did it for about 2 years. And then she called me one day and she's like, okay, so are you free on this date? And I'm like, sure, yeah. And she's like, okay, good, because I hired a consultant and we're going to sit down. I'm like, oh my God, yes, seriously. Yeah, I told you we were going to do this. I'm like, oh no.
I love it. It's like what you just like gave her that little nudge, Nicole, and then it all came together. Look at that.
Well, Laura is a behind-the-scenes kind of girl. Like, she works in the OR because she likes to be behind a mask. And so for her to potentially put herself out there for everybody, it's hard. And she's killing it, so I got to give her credit because she's killing it.
Freaking awesome. So now, Nicole, tell us how Scissors and Scrubs came together and what inspired the name.
So I started listening to podcasts. Actually, Laura suggested the first podcast I ever listened to. It's the Serial podcast. I think a lot of people got hooked after listening to that. And then I got hooked on My Favorite Murder. And these two girls get up and they banter back and forth. And I'm thinking, I mean, I would listen to it on my walks. I'm like, I can do that. I could totally do that. And with all the OR stories we have and just nursing stories in general that people can write in and tell, I was like, we can do this. So I reached out to you. We got a little help, and we just started throwing names around. And so many names are going back and forth. I really don't even know who came up with the Scissors and Scrubs, but it just kind of
stuck. It totally stuck.
We were like, you know, we had, you know, Code Brown. We had Specimen Cup. We had these bizarro names. But I was like, you know what? Scissors and Scrubs is the least offensive to people, so maybe we'll go with that.
So, I mean, it's freaking awesome. I feel like it completely speaks to who the both of you are, you know, and it's just like it's enticing. It's attractive. I just think it's awesome. And the logo came out amazing, by the way. I don't know if I told you that, but I love it.
Oh, thank you. That's courtesy of Laura's husband, who's an artist, and he takes visions out of my head and puts them onto paper and T-shirts for me. I'll be like, Mike, I want this, and with these colors, I want it to look like that. And he's like, okay, how about this? Like, that's exactly it. That's exactly what I want.
Well, it all came together, so I'm just really proud. I'm so proud of the both of you. So
well, thank you for the help. You know, you gave us what we needed.
Of course. Sometimes you just need that little kick in the butt to get going, right? That's yep. really what that needs. Yep. Yeah.
A little direction.
Exactly. Yeah. So well, how often, yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt. What did you guys say?
You said more like a shove.
Yeah. Yeah. Valid.
You're so...
so funny. So I actually want to like ask general questions. So Nicole, tell us a little bit about your background as a nurse. So, like, when did you start? What is your like, what area are you in? So, for our listeners, can learn a little bit more about you.
Okay, so initially, out of high school, I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to be a U.S. Marshal. Like, that's the thing I wanted to do. And I hated college with a passion. So I started I went to like a 3-month course for EMT, and that's where I got into medicine and was like, whoa, I really like this. And then there was like a 9-month course to become a surgical technician. I could work in the OR passing the instruments and like get right in the thick of it. And I thought, wow, this is great. And it allowed me to travel. It allowed me to do a bunch of stuff. But then as I got a little older, it was like, you know, the nurses were making a lot more money doing the exact same job. So I was kind of like, hey, stupid, go back to school. And so I went to nursing school in 99 and graduated 2003 with my bachelor's, and I never left the OR. The OR is my passion. Love it. You're just so in the thick of everything, and I really don't do it well with people awake, so the sleep patients are really the best. There's nobody, you know, no families to deal with, nothing. You're
right.
Kind of like, hey, all right, good night, bye-bye, and then they don't remember you when they wake up. So
right, right. You do what you got to do, and then the job's done, right?
Exactly. It's a good living.
So funny. And what about Laura? Tell us a little bit about your background and then how the two of you came together. Was it through – well, we'll get there. So tell us a little bit about your background.
Okay. I went to college, thought I wanted to do sociology, hated sociology. So then I had no idea what I wanted to do. So my mother found a surgical tech course, like 9 months. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll try it. And I did that, and I loved it. And then I did it for about a year and a half. And I was like, I need to go back to nursing school because these people are coming in and relieving me, making, you know, triple what I'm making in pay. So I went back to nursing school. I did med-surg and PD floor nursing after I graduated for like 2 years. And I went right back to the OR because that's what I love as well.
Wow.
I just love it there. And yeah, I've been doing it for 17 years.
So did you guys meet it at the same job? I'm trying to remember.
Yes. I had been there. She came in after I did, and she was coming on evenings. And I could be maybe a little territorial, I'd say. So as this new girl comes on evenings, I'm like, oh, who does she think she is? And she just has the driest sense of humor. I'm like, oh, she's going to be perfect. So we just bonded over surgery and kids, and that's how we ended up being together.
I love it. Mm-hmm. You guys are like gal pals for life. I love it. So fun. So let's talk.
Would they call us like, you know, the trio, the twins at work? And they're like, oh, here's the duo. There they are.
The fabulous duo. You forgot to add that in there because I think you guys are a great pair.
Forget that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Main word.
So tell us a little bit about the show itself. So if I'm listening for the first time, what can I expect? And also, like, how often are you guys recording them? Nicole, do you want to start?
Sure. The show is all over the place. Anything we can remotely link to medicine, we do. The first episode, we covered just our, like, kind of a more in-depth of how we got into doing what we're doing, our first times in the OR and things like that. But then the second episode jumps to nurses who kill, and then we moved on to Coconut Grove fire and the Rhode Island Station fire. So it's all over the place. We're covered. Our Father's Day episode was a big crowd pleaser. It was all about penises.
I totally loved that episode. I can tell you personally, I thought it was hysterical.
That and the fire episode were our biggest hits so far.
Awesome.
Are looking for more things like that. And I'm like, we're covering everything. We have, you want to talk about the summer series, Laura?
The summer series, we're doing like injuries that are very common during the summer. So we just did a firework, lawnmower, and grill injury episode. We're going to do a shark and jellyfish attack versus bear and cougar attacks. We're doing boating accidents versus motorcycle accidents, like all the big summer hits that we see coming in.
Literally, the summer hits. I love it. That's what you should call the episode.
We should have called it.
Oh my God. That's so interesting though, because it's true. Those are more likely to happen during this time of the year. So
yeah, we work in a big hospital in Boston, and you can almost tell the month by the injuries that are coming in. It's very cyclical, and you're like, oh, winter's coming here. No blowers. 4th of July, here's the firecrackers. First hot day, we're going to get a ton of motorcycles. Like, it's cyclical, and we see it. So we're like, well, might as well start talking about it.
Right. No, it's so true. And now with the both of you being there so long, too, it's like secondhand nature at this point, right?
Oh, my God. The story. And, you know, we have to be careful because of HIPAA. We have to make sure we protect the patients.
Of course.
Let me tell you, there's some good stories out there.
I'm sure there are.
The stories that we talk about, we're pulling from the news. And, you know, so it's already out there, and we just talk about it and then relate it to personal experiences.
Totally.
We have.
Well, people love doing that because then it's all topical and relatable to what happened, like, that day, right? So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally makes sense. So what is the goal, Laura, your turn? What is the goal of Scissors and Scrubs? Where do you guys see yourself over the next like 2 to 3 years?
Nicole sees us like doing a world tour.
I know. I love it. That's why I wanted to put it on you, because I wanted to hear you say it too.
I see us continuing to do this, and, you know, hopefully people love it and it catches on and, you know, go somewhere and we get some ads and just get to keep having fun. I'm having a great time doing it. I think it's a blast. We get together every other week and we record these, and I'm having a good time. And it's just something like fun to do and fun to look forward to doing. And it's like, it's great. It's a great time. And if it takes off, great. And if we just keep at this pace, great, because I'm having a good time.
No, it's so good.
Planning a whole world tour.
No, I know. That's why I need to hear Nicole. I wanted to put the spotlight on you first, Laura, because I knew Nicole's vision. So now I'm ready for Nicole to break it down for us. So tell us, Nicole. Tell us the goals.
Well, I do. I want it to get out there, and I'm hoping it reaches nurses all over the world. I really do, because I'm looking for their stories as well. I'm looking for emails from people across the country. I mean, everybody's got a story about something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to hear other people's experiences, because, you know, what we do is hard. It's intense. It can be very stressful. So I look at the show as like a way for people to kind of get it off their chest, like express it, make it funny, kind of relieve a little bit of the pressure. And I would love on our anniversary date of March to maybe do a live show in Boston. I might have to drag Laura out bodily, but that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to sell tickets, and, you know, we're coming up with some new merchandise. So, I mean, I look at some of these other podcasts, and my goal is to get where they're at.
Right. And I think you're already on your way there. Like, you guys are doing so good for only starting in March, for real. How many episodes have you recorded to this point?
Oh, I think we're up to like maybe 9.
It's awesome.
9 are out, I think.
So awesome.
And, you know, we go into work, and it's kind of funny. You know, the episodes come out biweekly. So every other Monday we release an episode, and we come into work on Tuesday. Everybody's like, oh, my God. And they quote it like we don't know what we said. Like, remember when you said this? And one woman actually said, remember this part? And I'm like, no, what? Can you refresh my
memory? We did that like 2 months ago.
But isn't that such a good feeling? That's like such a good feeling,
really,
you know?
Good.
Because I feel like, the one thing that you guys are totally just, like, tapping into is that these topics are not publicly talked about as much as they should, because there's so many people that deal with what you're dealing with all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that it's awesome what you're doing, and I totally see the tour, and I'm totally going to go. If not be a part of it, I'm going to invite myself. Yeah, exactly. I'll be so proud throughout the whole process. So... I want to play a little game time with you guys so people can know you outside of your awesome career and your podcast. So I'm going to do it individually with you, but I'll ask you the same questions. All right.
Okay.
So there's no rush to answer them. This is just a really fun way for all of us to get to know you on a regular outside of work basis. So first question, we will start with Nicole. What is Nicole's TV guilty pleasure?
Oh, I love sitcoms from like the 70s and
80s. Oh, God.
Like WKRP. I think I have the entire box of BH WKRP. I love those, are my guilty pleasures. And if I get the chance to sit and watch Laverne and Shirley, like, life is good.
I freaking love that show too, so I can understand that. What
I
is.
Love it. Glennie is the funniest character ever.
Oh my God. Hysterical. Freaking loved that show. And the whole, like, I forgot how it opens, but the opener song always stuck in my head for a really long time.
Schlamazel.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Friggin' love it. All right. What is Laura's favorite TV guilty pleasure?
Gossip Girl.
Oh, I love Gossip Girl, too.
I love it. I watch it on repeat. Love it.
So are they still making new episodes? Oh, Nicole knows this down to a science. Are they still making new episodes?
No, that's over.
So it's just like on repeat, like on Netflix type of thing? Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Friggin' love Gossip Girl. Blake Lively is like awesome. I've always loved her.
She is.
Yeah, she's a rock star. Okay. What is Nicole's favorite meal?
We talked about this on our prison nurses episode. it's tuna noodle casserole.
Really?
Tuna noodle casserole. Like, and I found a man on God's green earth who likes it as much as I do. So if I make a 13x9 pan of tuna noodle casserole, which my kids wouldn't touch if it was doing the food on time, he and I are literally fighting over the last scoop. I will eat it till it's done.
Freaking hysterical. That is just so random, too, that I just love how specific that was. It was great.
Yeah, that's it. It's tuna noodle casserole.
Amazing. Okay, Laura, what is Laura's favorite meal?
It's just as classy as hers. It's spaghetti and tomato soup.
Oh, wow. Spaghetti and tomato soup.
In the tomato soup. Yes, you have to put the spaghetti in the tomato soup.
Interesting.
We didn't have a lot of money growing up, and that was...
Oh my God, so funny.
That meal that we made up, and it's my favorite meal to this day.
So is there like, I feel like that's, it's very different because you're calling it soup, so it's not just tomato sauce, right? Is there a specific?
No, you make a can of Campbell's tomato soup.
Oh my God, this is hysterical.
Delicious.
Wow.
We're obviously cheap dates.
Clearly. Yeah. That's awesome though. I might have to try that.
Have money left over.
I have to say, Campbell's tomato soup was definitely one of my jams when I was younger. So I might have to try that.
I was a grilled cheese with it, not spaghetti, but, you know, either way, whatever works.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of see tomato and red sauce. That's how I'm picturing it. So it can't be that bad, right? If especially if Laura likes it, it can't be that bad.
I'm telling you, try it. It's delicious. I'm telling you.
You guys are so funny. I love the uniqueness of these answers. Great stuff. Okay, where is, Nicole, where is one place that you haven't been yet that's on your bucket list?
Australia.
Cool.
Australia.
Love
Fiji
it.
Islands, that whole area. Would love to go there.
Okay.
I mean, there's a list a mile long of places I would like to go, but Australia's up there. Italy, Venice, I would love to see that.
You got
to
book these trips. Yeah. Come on. You got to take some time off.
Well, if they're going to be part of the world tour.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I like that vision.
Writing it off.
I like that vision. And then you can write it off. Exactly. Yeah. I love that thought process.
Exactly.
All right, Laura, what about you? Where is one bucket list place that you haven't been to that you want to go to?
Greece.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
That's a good one.
Love it. Love it. Greece and Australia are on my bucket list too, for sure. Italy is amazing. The thing is how do you see it all? There's so many places you got to see when you're there. You got to stay there for like ever in order to see everything.
I know. Well, my plan of marrying somebody rich fell through, so now I got to find another way to do it.
Good answer. All right. Who is your, so Nicole, who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, God. Do you have a couple more hours?
Is there a long list of people?
There's a long list. Right now, my locker at work is covered with Daniel Craig because I really like him as James Bond. I think he's very hot. I like bad boys. I like men who can take care of themselves.
Love
so
it.
Laura actually got me hooked on the True Blood series, the books.
Oh my God, I love True Blood too.
Yes. The character Eric Northman was played by Alexander Skarsgård, and I've been in love ever since.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, in love ever since. That man just is like, if you built a man for me, I love my husband. If you had to build me a man, it would be Alexander Skarsgård.
So is he the one that was Eric? He was Eric. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like trying to picture like who he was. Now I totally know. Okay. Yeah. What about you, Laura?
Yeah.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Oh, it's tough. It's tough. My kids are always like, well, you want to see this? Because your boyfriend's in it. I want to see this.
It's okay to have multiple. It's fine.
Yeah. But if I had to pick one, it's probably Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Yes, he's been mine since I was like a you know, preteen, so.
I love it.
I guess Mark Wahlberg.
Good ones. You know, I was thinking, Nicole, I don't even think, I don't even think I know who Daniel is. What has he been in? Oh, he was the James Bond. That's what you said. That's totally what you said. So he was in the originals. Mm-hmm. He was after Tom Cruise. Was Tom Cruise James Bond ever? No.
Oh, my God. Jackie, I'm going to have to school you on.
Oh, my God, please, Bond, Nicole. I'm sure everybody listening is like, oh, my God, Jackie.
He's on my list as well, but he's like 90 now.
He's the bald guy, isn't he? Isn't he bald, kind of? Short hair? No.
Daniel Craig, no.
I got to Google him now.
They just had a baby.
I'm going to Google him because now I'm, like, obsessed. I need to figure out who he is. Oh!
Yeah.
He's been on, like, all of them.
You have to Google him. Yes. Well, no. I mean, there's been, like, 50 of them, but he's been on the last four or five.
Yeah.
He's making one more, and then they're going to retire him. And I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to change my locker.
Oh, my God. I love that you guys, that you decorate your locker. Reminds me of high school. It's adorable.
It's literally, it looks literally like the locker. I am the only locker of, there's like 300 nurses where we work, and mine is the only locker, head to toe, Daniel Craig.
Oh my
like,
God, I love it.
Anything. My kids aren't even on my locker. Daniel Craig's on my locker.
That's hysterical. Oh my God,
once people see this, then I'll come in and there'll be pictures stuck there from somebody that people just stick there.
Right.
Like, oh, they saw a picture in a magazine, there's another Daniel Craig on the locker, so I just leave them.
Oh my God, I totally get it. Why would you take it down, especially if he's your go-to man outside of your husband, you know? You got to keep him everywhere.
I always know where my locker is. So.
That's a valid point. Right, so you'll always find it. All right, final question. If you guys could, if you won $1 million tomorrow, so Nicole, we'll start with you. What would be the first thing you would do with it?
Book a trip.
So would you book Australia, you think, at that point?
Probably, and I'd book it for myself and my family and a bunch of friends.
I love that.
Live it up.
Great answer.
I would party where I ever wanted to go.
I love it. Okay, and Laura, if you won $1 million.
Not pay off my bills, I'd go on a trip.
Not pay off your bills. Just put myself in more debt. It's totally
not pay off any of my debt. I'm going to go on a trip.
I love it. Why not? YOLO, right?
Exactly.
So, all right, Laura, if you won $1 million tomorrow, what would you do with it?
I would be on Nicole's trip. So I
wouldn't
have
You'd
that.
Be able to save
so
it.
I would pay off my house.
And then I'd have to move in with Laura when we go back.
That's a great answer. Well, at least you know that she'll be forced to take you in because you paid for her trip.
Exactly.
That's hysterical. Oh, my God. Well, you guys are so much fun. So when is the next episode airing? Did it air this Monday or is it next Monday?
Next Monday.
Awesome. And what is the topic of the next show?
It's a week from Monday. The next show is the jellyfish, sharks, grizzly bears, and cougar attack.
Oh, my God. Sounds fascinating. Yeah,
oh, actually, you know what? When you get in, you start researching this stuff. Wow, the amount of attacks and stuff. It's very loosely connected to nursing, and as that, if they survived, they went to a hospital. But it's just a great story. So, hopefully people will be entertained.
I'm sure people will be entertained. I'm sure they will. So awesome. Okay, so can you both tell us how they can follow you on social media?
Laura, that's your job.
So we have a Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account. It's Scissors N Scrubs, the letter N, not the word and. And if you want to reach us or give us a story or any information or feedback, we have an email. It's scissorsnscrubs@gmail.com.
Love it. And do you guys have a website yet?
No, we're working on that. That's the next order of business. We're going to have a website. We did T-shirts, and they sold out, so we want to get a website that we can get some merchandise out, because people are like, we want beer cozies, we want hats, we want this.
So fun.
So we're trying to, you know, it's getting bigger quicker, like, we're just kind of not prepared, and, like, I didn't think anybody would be listening, and we're up to
Why wouldn't they? Out. You two are so awesome, and you're sharing such great stuff.
It's like you throw a party, and you think nobody's going to show up. So,
right.
We got to start, like, catching up a little bit.
Right, and then it all just happens really fast, right? Then the whole, effect, you know, what do they call it? Triple effect? I don't know. I don't know what it's called, guys. What is it called?
Triple effect.
Thank you.
Like that commercial, she told someone, and they told somebody, and they told somebody.
It's true.
So, hey, the more people they tell, the better.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Way better. And I'm so happy. My whole audience is going to absolutely love you guys. Well, I'm sure they love you now, but, you know, to the people who hear it later on, will love your show. So you guys definitely need to check out Scissor and Scrubs.
You have to know we have a little sixth sense of humor, so
if you get offended easily, I don't know if we're going to be for them.
I'm sure people need humor. People need humor in every day of their life. Let's be honest.
They do. They do. I just, some of the things we find funny, other people are like, really? I'm like, but you can't help. You got to laugh at it.
Right. You do. You absolutely do. Make and learn how to make it comical, and then it's a little bit more enjoyable, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, you two are so awesome. Thank you so much for coming on today. It was such a pleasure to have you both.
Well, thank you for having us.
Of course. And everybody definitely needs to check out Scissor and Scrubs. You guys are all over in terms of listening, right? In terms of like iTunes, Google Play, things like that?
Yeah, it's on everything.
Awesome.
Podbean, Spotify.
Perfect. So it's Scissors and the letter N, Scrubs, for everybody that's listening. Awesome. So yeah. Oh my God. When you get shirts, I want to get one. So please let me know.
We'll send you one.
Oh my God. I totally want one. Please. I want to support. I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you guys. Seriously. Thank you so much for coming on today. And
thanks for having us.
Of course. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Be sure to check out Scissors and Scrubs and stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.